Produced by women about women, Powerful Women Let's Talk is a series of interviews with women who have helped shape our community and transform who we are and how we live.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Moss, and it's time for another fun edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. I say fun because I love all of these wonderful conversations we're having and will have with so many awesome and powerful women in our community. And with that said, I am happy to introduce today's powerful woman, Shannon Cohen. Welcome, Shannon.
I'm so excited to be here with you, Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for joining us. So let me give our audience a little bit about your background before we dive into our deeper conversation. So Shannon is the founder of Shannon Cohen Incorporated, where she specializes in developing customized emotional intelligence, equity, and wellness for organizations across diverse sectors, such as the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, Amway Corporation, the United Way, and the City of Grand Rapids. And of course, that's just to name a few. There's a long list here. Plus, she's the founder, author, podcaster, and owner of the product line Tough Skin, Soft Heart, which is a wellness movement. And you're also the founder of Sisters Who Lead. So again, I welcome Shannon. And I want to say, as we get started, you're a powerful woman in our community, in part because you seek to empower others. I think that's critical. And so all your businesses kind of lean in that same direction. Tell us about your firm first, Shannon Cohen Incorporated.
Yeah, you know, it's something that you just said. I was kind of raised by servant leaders. There's this long history of servant leaders in our family, and I've always been taught that strength is for service and not status. And so I think you see that thread through anything that I do. But Shannon Cohen Inc. really was the birth of so many years of my life, starting in the nonprofit sector, doing work in the public sector. But really, my life's work lies at the intersection of emotional intelligence, racial equity, and gender, and then psychological safety. So I love going behind the veil and under the hood of organizations to help leaders navigate the difficult realities that they face behind their titles, their smiles, and their roles, and how that impacts them as individuals, and then also how that impacts them in the spaces they give leadership to.
And I bet they learn a lot when you come in, and they probably are surprised by some of the things they uncover, I would imagine.
You know what? I think some of what is the surprise is having a safe place to actually remove the veneer of fake I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Right?
And that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge. Because the truth is, most difference makers are dealing with more things that are going wrong than they are wins. But we are socialized to present our wins and to tuck our struggles.
But the struggles are still there. And at some point, you need to deal with them, right?
Absolutely.
That's the thing. So tell me, how did you get started? Was it kind of a jump out on faith kind of thing? Or was it brewing for a long time? And then one day you just said, this is it, I'm going to do it. How did it come about?
It came about in graduate school. Just as before I graduated with my master's degree, I remember sitting in class and hearing different speakers. In this particular class, it was kind of our capstone class for graduate school. So we were hearing all of these leaders coming in from a variety of sectors. And every leader that came, I was like, oh, I want to work with them. Oh, I want to work with them. Oh, I want to work with them. And I remember my professor saying, Shannon, you can't. You have to choose one to work with. She had this model of pick somewhere, get rooted, go up through the ranks and retire. And that just didn't appeal to me. I had more of this 1980s A-team mentality. I know that that's going to date my age, but I remember, you know, the A-team, they would ride in, help a community or help a person with the problem. And once it was done, ride off in the black van to the sunset.
Right?
Yes. And so I saw myself doing that, and having a consultancy became the way to do that. So literally 2 weeks before graduation, I filed all of my paperwork to start my business. And at that time, I was also getting married. So I said, well, I'll have health care, you know, through my husband. So that was like my
practical. So we can keep moving with the plan.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I took a leap, and Network 180 was one of my first clients.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember way back, and it seems like I don't know the number of years, you can tell us, but I remember when you started Tough Skin, Soft Heart.
Yeah.
And of course, I've known you for a while. So when this came out, I was like, wow, she is really just commanding attention in the community, because this was such a great thing. So tell us what the meaning is behind Tough Skin, Soft Heart, because I know I see you at different events, and you've got your booth, and mm-hmm. you have the book. So just give us an idea about Tough Skin, Soft Heart.
You know, I think, Jennifer, some of our greatest work comes out of our pain. Mm-hmm, I think out of mm-hmm. the ashes of pain, we innovate and create some of our best work. And so really, Tough Skin, Soft Heart was seeded through miscarriage for me. At that time, I was doing work for the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, and I was commuting back and forth between Grand Rapids and Washington, D.C., and we found out we were expecting. And while I was in D.C. to speak at a conference, the day I was supposed to speak and speak at for a plenary session, I ended up at a Baltimore hospital having a miscarriage.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And, you know, it's there's something magical and spiritual that happens when it's just you with you on the other side of a tragedy. And I think it was in that space that I started to think about the many ways that I was high functioning, but I wasn't all right. You know, I was meeting metrics. I think that year I had 140 under 40. I was, you know, having all these, you know, all of these career milestones, but I wasn't practicing very good wellness, self-wellness.
So there's a piece missing because, you know, they say everybody wants to, they dream of having it all. But you can have a lot of it and still be missing something that's very key and something pertinent to your well-being. And so you have that space. And so tough skin, soft heart, what does that mean?
I think it's what we all need in order to show up well, right? That tough skin and that tough exterior is what we need in order to be firefighters and fire preventers and fire starters, especially in a season of pandemic and just in uncertainty as we are now. But I think under all of that, we all have a soft heart. We all want to be liked. We all need love. We all need safe places to just be.
And that goes across all lines.
All lines.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Absolutely. All lines. And so really, tough skin, soft heart, you would have thought I learned the lesson after the miscarriage, but I didn't. I came back and went right back to work. But it was when a year later, we got pregnant with our son and I went on maternity leave that I started a blog. And I started to write about kind of these thoughts that were simmering that, is this what it means to be successful, that we're externally high functioning, but internally we feel like a bunch of broken glass? Is this what we're supposed to be? And when I started that blog, I thought only my mom and my husband are going to read it because I'm postpartum. And they have to read it.
There's a lot of info here. Get ready.
Right. They have to read it. And, you know, at that time I was using Constant Contact as a vertical response tool. And so I started to see all of these people that were reading and I'm like, they're reading this? They subscribed? Like people that if I said their names, listeners would know. People that we look at and we think because of the work of their hands, they're always strong. They always have it together. They always know what to do.
That's that misperception you're talking about. You have it together on the outside, but on the inside, those that broken glass.
It's lonely. Leadership can be lonely. And we don't talk about that. And so in the first year, I grew to 3,000 subscribers.
Wow. That's
and
amazing.
And I knew I was on to something.
Absolutely. And we're going to let that go. Now, and A Tough Skin, Soft Heart is a book too, right?
Is it not? Yes. It has become the manifestation of my heart's desire to create experiences, products, and spaces that give people that lead, love, and serve as difference makers respite. Space to restore, recharge their souls, reimagine. It's that inspiration plus strategy that we need to continue to be difference makers.
Absolutely. And I want to ask you more about development of businesses in a second, but tell me all of Tough Skin, Soft Heart. You have, from that, you've kind of jumped into, you have a lot of different avenues and product development that you've had with that. Tell me about that as well.
So I think under that, when I think about experiences, so that kind of those three buckets of experiences, spaces, and products. Under experiences is the Rockstar Woman Brunch that we
host. We love that.
Yeah, that used to just be local. And now since we've gone virtual, we're national. So in a few weeks, I'll be gathering with 400 women, female difference makers virtually.
Tell us the difference. Tell us the date.
Sunday, September 27th is the date for that. And then with... So experiences, products is the product line. So I have a greeting card line that's in about 9 states now and multiple stores locally. I've always known since I was a little girl that encouragement was one of my superpowers and wanted to enter into that space. So under products, there's the book, there's the Tough Skin Soft Heart book. There is the podcast that I host. It's 15 minutes of grab and go inspiration and strategy every Wednesday. And season 2 comes out on September 30th.
Look at you.
Yeah. So, and just spaces, I'm realizing there are not enough safe spaces for leaders, people that are the fixers, the anchors, the pillars, the problem solvers. There's not enough spaces of refuge for them just to be. Yeah.
As you have come a long way in that with your businesses, how have you handled barriers? Have you encountered barriers along the way? And what might those be or look like?
Ooh, Jennifer.
Okay, that's the loaded question, right?
Right, right. Which barrier do we want to talk about today? I will say one of the barriers, I think because it's top of mind for me right now. You know, if you look at the greeting card industry, you do not see makers of color mm-hmm. in that space. I won Dolphin Tank through Michigan Women Forward in 2018. And with those funds combined with what we had been saving, I was able to debut my line at the National Stationery Show at the Javits Center in New York. Thousands of makers. You have all of your large makers that many folks know, thousands of makers. And I could count in that room five mm-hmm. that were women of color and about three that were Black women.
Yeah.
And so
unfortunately, that trend has not stopped yet.
That trend has not stopped. And so I remember there have been seasons in growing that part of the business, which is about 4.5 years old, that I've had sales reps tell me, well, if you could just, you know, they would use different language, but they were basically saying, if you could just downplay that you're Black.
Right. Make the product line.
Yes.
Not
you
Black,
can
we
grow.
Like what you're saying.
Yes.
But the maybe the covering we don't like so much, and it's not going to be a broad sell. Mm-hmm. So you need to kind of blend in or whatever.
Or hire someone. I've had, and there are other makers I know that hire other folks to be the face of their brand, mm-hmm. and the brand is Black owned specifically.
And it's sad that, my identity. That is still being done today, mm-hmm. 2020. So tell mm-hmm. me this, as you look at that and you encounter those barriers and things along those lines, what has it taken then to find your own voice in all of this? Because, you know, coming up with who Shannon is, as you said, you've gone through several things, numerous things in life, as we all do. But what is it that made you be able to own it and to be comfortable in your own skin?
I think it was the work that I did before I launched the greeting card business. That I understood that, you know, like KFC talks about their 11 secret spices, right?
Right.
I think as individuals, we have to believe and invest in the possibility of us. And part of doing that is understanding what is your competitive advantage in the marketplace. And I have found in my life that often it's been the things that people have tried to tell me or sell to me that were parts of my identity that people tried to tell me were a deficit. You're too nice. You know, you're too kind. You're a Black woman. You're from the east side of Detroit. All of these things that people tried to present to me were that as negatives. They've actually been my strengths and they've been assets. That's been part of my competitive advantage in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And so I think each person has to find a way to embrace who they are because that's your magic. Mm-hmm. And that's what differentiates you in the marketplace. And that's really what every brand is trying to do is look at what is their unique values proposition and how do you have and showcase that brand differentiation to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm. And again, that comes back to that being comfortable in your own skin and being happy with you.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing that broken glass you talked about earlier. So I mentioned off the top that a lot of what you do seeks to empower other women. And as you do this, what leadership traits do you like to see, perhaps in those you mentor, those you work with? What type of leadership traits do you look for? And what do you try to maybe model to others?
You know, one of the things that I firmly believe, and this is actually one of our statements, is that finding yourself at the intersection of joy and purpose is where the magic is, because I think mm-hmm. for too long we've been sold that leaders have certain traits and certain attributes. And there are some things that are universal, but we spend so much time on the universal that no one tells us how to monetize or operationalize mm-hmm. the targeted. And so I am a fan of helping women believe and invest in their own possibility. I'm a fan of helping folks find themselves at the intersection of joy and purpose because that's where your peace is. Mm-hmm. That's where your strength is. That's where your values proposition is. That's where your growth is. And so I think that's more of my bent is the universal. There's plenty of books and articles and mm-hmm. folks that talk about that. But I think it is that figuring out who I am and how I'm uniquely positioned through mm-hmm. the experiences of my life, through my intersectional identities. And how do I leverage that to be the change that I want to see in the world?
And that everyone is purposed and that everyone has good things about them. Because a lot of people downplay that or they're, you know, timid about it. But everyone needs to be able to say, you know what, I like me.
Yes.
And here's what I do or however you do with that. So another important question that I always like to ask, and this one's more fun, but I like to find out, you know, when you're so busy and you've got multitude of mm-hmm. projects and things going mm-hmm. on and you have a little young man
yes.
who is a first grader now, how do yes. you balance that
professional life with your personal life and still make it all happen, and what's fun in your family life, you know?
Yes. We love to travel as a family. My son has a passport. And I'm grateful because, you know, when I was a kid, it was going down south to see your family and driving.
That was your vacation.
That was your vacation, where he has been on planes. And I love that because I want him to be a global learner and a global citizen. So that part of pandemic has hurt because while I am headquartered in West Michigan, I love seeing the world.
Well, you and me both, and we don't even want to go there on how many trips I've missed this year. But you know, we're all dealing with this, and we're going to keep moving forward. So another good one, what makes you laugh? They say laughter is good for the soul.
Yes, I would say Marco Polo's with my sister friends. So many of my friends live in either different communities, even friends that I have here. We're so busy that I love using Marco Polo as a visual video texting app.
That's a fun.
Yes, yeah. That allows us to record messages and send them and see each other and use emojis to respond. And I find that those bless my life. I was actually listening to one on my way over today. So I think finding ways to connect, you know, we're distanced, but we don't have to be disconnected.
Absolutely. That's very true. And so as we get ready to wrap this up with your work, and you work with so many people, big corporations to individuals, do you have a favorite motto or saying that you share with others or that is important to you for your everyday?
You know, one of the ones I share now is when you lead, people flourish. And when you rest, the world gets your best. And I think those have been lessons that I've learned over the course of me not resting. You know, it used to be if you were resting, rest and ambition were oil and water. Mm-hmm. And now that's think that rest and ambition is the way that you can thrive.
It's almost mandatory. I mean, if you really want to be successful, you've got to learn to rest.
Yes.
Because you're going to be no good for anyone, even yourself, if you you wear down too far. So
pausing is power.
Pausing is power. I love all your sayings.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Shannon Cohen, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best. And I want to thank everyone for listening today and for joining us for this edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. I'm Jennifer Moss.
Produced by women about women, these powerful podcasts focus on powerful women and how their strength transforms who we are and how we live. Want to hear more Powerful Women Let's Talk? Get additional interviews at WGVU.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and subscribe. Powerful Women Let's Talk is produced by WGVU at the Meyer Public Broadcast Center at Grand Valley State University. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of WGVU, its underwriters, or Grand Valley State University.